with regard to litigation, occasionally we will have instances where we file a lawsuit, we get a judge to order that the property owner has to comply. The property owner complies for a little while, and then they decide, I bet nobody's looking, and they start to violate again. Let's say it's a commercial use complaint. We can bring that court order back, we can bring it back before the judge, and we can hold that violator in contempt of the court order. And so we also have a means by which we send contempt warning letters and say, hey, you know, if they're represented by counsel, we let counsel know, listen, you know, your client, if they're still your client at the time they're violating again, you know, it appears they're violating, we're gonna bring them back to court for contempt, get them in line, help work with us. And so we have a means down the road, if we've got a court order in place, to go back and cure violations if they arise again. So on kind of a final note, what can property owners do to protect their property? Exactly what you're doing right now. You're involved, you're interested. I understand, you know, there are a lot of wheels in motion in the neighborhood to look at the language of your deed restrictions to make sure they say what you want them to say, and that they do what you want them to do. Always recommend you consult with private legal counsel that's familiar with this stuff and knows what they're doing, so that you can make sure they say what you think they say and what you want them to say. I've provided some contact information for some low-cost legal services that are available in the community, you know, again, just making sure your deed restrictions say what you think they say and what you want them to say is really, really important. The second point is make sure, and then again, this neighborhood, I've worked with this neighborhood for many years, this neighborhood is very good about being proactive. So, you know, we talked about a court of equity, and the earlier you can get a complaint to the city of Houston when you suspect a violation, the better. You know, I have had multi-million dollar properties where I've had to require them to remove entire walls. But I'd much rather get in before concrete is poured to cure the violation than after it's framed and wrapped. Particularly with new construction, those can be really sticky because we're weighing the cost of the violation versus the cost to cure. So, again, this neighborhood has been really, really good at getting on things early. You've got a planned submission process and review process in this neighborhood. And so they're able to look at things and alert us to issues.